Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the True to You Podcast. It is Wednesday. It's February the 28th, and we are going to be launching into the month of March very shortly. And I can't believe it. I have to ask what happened to February, but I'm eager about March because that means warmer temperatures, and I will not argue about that. All right, let's go ahead to our memory verse that we have been looking at together. It comes from 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. Just read through the 1 Corinthians together, and maybe you remember this verse, but anyway, this is the night to say it as we have teen time and go to group time, and you can say this short one, receive some points for it. 1 Corinthians 15, 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. One more time, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to go ahead and say a shout out to Brother Sam. He is not with us. He's typically with us on Wednesday, or at least he has been of late, but still working through some technology issues, so we weren't quite ready to roll that out yet to fix my lisp. However, that came across a couple of weeks ago. We tried something new, and I heard people were having a hard time getting through the podcast because I kept lisping all the time. So yeah, we want to fix that, make this more, put it in a place where you're able to listen to it and glean from. So anyway, shout out to Brother Sam, not with us, but hopefully next week. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, because that's where we are. And I want to read a fascinating verse here and share something with you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 6. But let me read the verse first. This is what it says. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Okay, I want to talk about just for a second, every now and then, maybe we are, talking with someone and maybe sarcastically someone will remark, after hearing a description of maybe someone they're going to ride with that's not necessarily the best driver, or after hearing about an experience, they might make the statement, well, that's comforting, right? And a funny play on words there, but this passage of scripture ought be comforting to us. And you say, well, how do you mean that? Well, let's look at this verse again. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. Now, let's just pause there a second, because the Lord has made provision for those who are cast down. And put that in other terms, we might say, those who are struggling, those who are having a bad day, those who are going through difficulty. The Lord's made provision for us in those moments. And let me just say this, I grieve so much for people who are away from the Lord, or people who, don't believe in God. And there's a few people on social media that we have known through the years and who we follow. And I'll be very upfront with you. So many times the posts of those people who are not following the Lord or who do not believe in God, so many of them are just depressing, sharing of, quotes and things of that nature. People who are really trying to translate this life without the Lord. And that's a very difficult thing to do. And so many times people who do not believe in God lack hope. They don't have any. So this is as good as it gets in this life. And unfortunately, often that's not a pretty picture. So I think we need to pause and just recognize what the Lord has done and has provided for all of us as believers, because he has made provisions of comfort to those who are cast down. And comfort here has the idea of really coming alongside of. And the Lord will do that for you if you allow him to. So much of the Christian life is about acknowledging, yielding. And when we don't do those things, then we don't receive the comfort that God so graciously offers and wants to be to us in those moments. So this is very interesting. because the end of this verse, it brings in an individual. I'm going to read it again. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. Notice this part. Comforted us. This is Paul speaking by the coming of Titus. Now, what do we know about Titus? Titus was a young man, very much like Timothy, who came to the Lord through Paul's ministry and eventually began pastoring a church. And the Bible says here that God used Titus to bring comfort to Paul in his time of need. And I think that's really important for all of us because we need to realize that God has something for us to glean from other people. Okay, now let that sink in because teens are notorious for a pride that just, you know, kind of breeds independence. You know, I don't need anybody to tell me that. I don't want your help. You know, and whereas there's a natural side of that, which is you're getting older, you're getting more able, but at the same time, we never graduate out of the influence of others, right? I mean, we never get to a point where we just don't ever have someone over us or you know, holding us accountable. You know, as much as maybe you crave that in your flesh, you know, I just want to do what I want. Understand that's never going to become a reality. And really, at our heart of hearts, we should not really desire that. Why? Because the fact is God uses people in our lives. He's using your parents. He's using your teacher. He's using people in your lives to help mold you, to correct you, to challenge you. And then let's not forget this aspect, which is comfort. The Lord wants to use other people to comfort you. And at the same time, realize that God wants to use you to comfort someone else. And that's the flow and provision of God's comfort. The comfort that comes from God and ministers through another individual. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be that person for someone else. I want to be able to say, hey, I'm praying for you. In fact, let's pray right now. I want to be that person that can come alongside and give encouragement and be a hope, be a comfort to someone in their time of need. But teens, where you sit right now, recognize that God wants to use other people in that way for you. A few years ago, I had a chance to sit down someone who had much more ministry experience than me. And I sat down with them and I was asking them some questions. And to be honest with you, it was a little bit of a valley. And just being able to sit there and listen to that person speak made all the difference in the world to me because they were imparting knowledge that they had acquired, things that God had taught them specifically in moments of struggle. And I'll tell you, I still look back to this day and I see God's comfort through that individual. So what a great verse here, and what a great reminder of how the Lord produces comfort in our lives, how he can produce it through you in the lives of others. And what a blessing to know that we serve a God who gives comfort and is our comfort. All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It's Jonah. Taking time to pray for him. Hope that you will do that. Again, we have teen time tonight. Hope to see you in the service. And we'll pick it up tomorrow. Another timeless truth out of the Word. Take care. Thank you.